Let's say a silent prayer. Amen. In the name of our Lord Jesus Christ, we commence our family altar. Let's sing hymn 57, 5-7. Just as I am without one plea, but that thy blood was shed for me, and that thou bidst me come to thee, O Lamb of God, I come. I come just as I am and waiting, Lord, to rid my soul of one dog, Lord, to thee whose blood can cleanse each spot, O Lamb of God, I come, I come. Just as I am, though caused above, with many a conflict, many a doubt, fightings within and fierce revolt, O Lamb of God, I come, just as I am, poor wretch, blind, sight reaches healing of the mind. Yea, all I need indeed to find, O Lamb of God, I come, just as I am, thou wilt receive. Will welcome pardon, cleansing relief, because thy promise I believe, O Lamb of God, I come. Just as I am, thy love unknown had broken every barrier down. Now to be thine, yea, thine alone, O Lamb of God, I come. We thank our Lord Jesus. So for this evening, we shall study together Psalms 4. Let's turn to Psalms 4. Psalms 4 verse 1. Answer me when I call, O God of my righteousness. You have given me relief when I was in distress. Be gracious to me and hear my prayer. Amen. How long shall my honor be turned into shame? How long will you love vain words and seek after lies? But know the Lord has set apart the godly for himself. The Lord hears when I call to him. 4. Be angry and do not sin. Ponder in your own hearts, on your beds, and be silent. Offer right sacrifices and put your trust in the Lord. There are many who say, who will show us some good? Lift up the light of your face upon us, O Lord. 7. You have put more joy in my heart than they have when they have grain and wine abound. Verse 8. In peace I will both lie down and sleep, for you, O Lord, make me dwell in safety. So this is Psalms 4. And Psalm 4, we have seen that this was a psalm of David. Of course, now we see that people's life, civilization have improved. Even the places for them to rest has become more and more comfortable. Therefore, today, to those who are wealthy, who have made up their bedrooms very well, they have made the best of it, the most beautiful, so that when people rest upon it, they will be able to have a good rest. But today, we can also see another extreme to this is that there are many people who are unable to lose sleep. So as a result, many, we can hear people saying they are not able to sleep in the night. So this Psalm 4 is a contrasting psalm as compared to Psalms 3, where Psalm 3 was a psalm that was written as a morning psalm, whereas Psalm 4 was a psalm that was written in the night, in the day of the night. But we can see both this psalm have a very common structure, where we can see that at that time in Psalm 3, there were many people. Their feelings were filled with anxiety. So at that time when David wrote these two psalms, 3 and 4, he was also having the same thing. Where in Psalm 3 and 4, in Psalm 3 here also says that the superscript has mentioned this was a psalm of David when he fled from his son Absalom. So at the end, Psalm 4 gives us the situation that he was in. Therefore, from verse 7 and 8, Psalm 4 verse 7 and 8, even though at that time he was under such a very bad and evil, or so-called bad and evil situation, yet in his heart he was able to say, let's see verse 7, verse 8, you have put more joy in my heart than they have when their grain and wine abound. 8. In peace I will both lie down and sleep, for you, O Lord, make me dwell in safety. So this is something for us to be able to consider. For we know that at that time, David, even though he was able to overcome this situation, but yet from his statement we see that at that time, indeed, he was very weak. So today in this world, we know that this world is filled with so much unrest, so much no peace situation. So there are many people, their minds, their hearts are unable to quiet down. So as a result, they are unable to rest at night well. Therefore, then in the daytime, they will be filled with a lot of trouble. So our life is also filled with a lot of trouble as recorded in Psalms 90 verse 10. We only sigh day and night, just as we can say that they are not able to rest well. So what can we do then? But here we can see when David at that time, when he was running away from this situation or running from the difficult situation, he has given us an example of what are we to do. That in times we need to call upon the Lord God. Therefore, in Psalms, even in Psalms 6, he has also said, let's just see Psalm 6 verse 1. O Lord, rebuke me not in your anger, nor discipline me in your wrath. So this is actually, although at that time, after he has repented or before the Lord, he knows that there was a retribution that he had to pay for what he had done. And even at that time, his son has died. His daughter was humiliated. Even the brothers at that time, there were so much difficulties that he faced. And even in Psalm 3, he also said that this was a situation that the foes were rising against him. Many are saying of his soul, there is no salvation for him in God. So this was the situation that was that David was in. But yet we know that now times have changed, the situations have changed. Therefore, at that time in Psalms 4 verse 6, there are many who say, "Who will show us some good? Lift up the light of your face upon us, O Lord." So he asked that the Lord was to shine upon him. So all these things we can see, everything was in uncertain. That the man, the heart of man, in the middle of the night, he felt there was cold. Outside the cave, there was fear. The sound of the animals, the sound, the quietness of the night. Therefore, at that time, David, he also wanted to rest well. So in order to do this, we can see that in his heart, there was much peace. So if we have much peace in our heart, then as recorded in verse 8, we will be able to both lie down and sleep. So in verse 1, he says that this was according to his past experience, that his faith was strengthened. Verse 8, "In peace I will both lie down and sleep, for you alone, O Lord, make me dwell in safety." So this is indeed a very precious statement indeed. That today, even though we know that difficulties has enabled our ways to be more and more narrow, that even whatever we face will come to a dead end. But in actual reality, we can see that the Lord God many times through this paths of suffering enable us to enjoy a greater blessing. Even like the example of David, when he was sold to Egypt, as a result, finally he became the prime minister of Egypt. Even at that time, we can see that the church in Jerusalem was also suffering. But at the end, it was able to enable the church to progress even greater. Even though Apostle Paul was in prison at that time, but it had actually led to the progress of the work of the gospel. So this is indeed, we can see that in everything, there is the beautiful will of God. So we can see here that David had gone through much experience of suffering, but in the midst of suffering, in his heart, he did not just because of this lose hope or become in sorrow. Then we can also see, secondly, it was according to his earnest prayer at that time. We see verse 1. "Answer me when I call, O God of my righteousness. You have given me relief and I was in distress. Be gracious to me and hear my prayer." Verse 3. "But know that the Lord has set apart the godly for himself. The Lord hears when I call to him." Then we see verse 4. "Be angry and do not sin. Ponder in your own hearts on your beds and be silent." Therefore, David, not only that he, before he rested, he prayed to the Lord, but he also had faith. He knew that his relationship with God had no problem. And whatever he faced, even though it was a difficult situation, but yet he knows that the Lord will actually manifest his righteousness in the past. Maybe David, probably in the past, yes, he has sinned against the Lord, but yet now he has experienced the forgiveness of the Lord. Therefore, many people say that he knows that he, and even some will say that he will not receive the help of the Lord. But he has already said that salvation belongs to the Lord. Psalms 3 verse 8. Psalms 3 verse 8. "Salvation belongs to the Lord, your blessing on your people." Therefore, at that time, he was not afraid. So he was able to declare very clearly that the Lord will hear him when he called him. In Psalms 4 verse 3, the lower portion. Therefore, he was no longer afraid. Even he was also even to warn the enemy in verse 4. Verse 4. "Be angry and do not sin. Ponder in your own hearts on your beds and be silent." So that at time, David had a thought in his mind. That is, he would not do things that was embarrassing to the people. Even in the middle of the night, those who beat him, he would not retaliate against them. So therefore, at that time, David was able to continually self-examine himself and to be able to pass a renewed life. Then the next part, we see verse 5 to 7. Psalms 4 verses 5 to 7. Offer right sacrifices and put your trust in the Lord. There are many who say, who will show us some good? Lift up the light of your face upon us. The 7. You have put more joy in my heart than they have when their grain and wine abound. So here it says David's friend. Although many people, they follow David as he ran away from problem, but yet some people still put this matter in their hearts. So at that time, David encouraged them to trust in the Lord God, to offer the sacrifice of righteousness, the right sacrifices before the Lord. So he wanted them to trust in the Lord, to cast all their cares upon him. So what we mean by trust is to rely upon the Lord. Just like a person when he's sitting on the aeroplane. So he will just have to rely upon the pilot who is navigating the plane. So in his heart, although he will not tell you he's so afraid, but he will just hold on to the seat without giving it up or freeing himself. He can only rely upon those whom he rely. So, but there are so many people who pray, but yet they are not able to let go or even to entrust in the Lord. Then we see the last part, the fourth portion. Let's see verse 8. Psalms 4 verse 8, in peace I will both lie down and sleep. For you alone, O Lord, make me dwell in safety. So here David, he believed in the Lord, the presence of the Lord, and the Lord will definitely take care of him. And the Lord will enable him to dwell in safety. Psalms 121. Psalms 121, we see verse 3. Psalms 121 verse 3. He will not let your foot be moved. He who keeps you will not slumber. So here it tells us, therefore, it's just like a child who is sleeping in the mother's bosom, to be able to realize that God will protect him. Even though at that time, in his heart, he will be filled with anxiety, a lot of problems, but yet he has relied upon the Lord. Therefore, he will be able to entrust all things to him, and as a result, he will be at rest. Then in Psalms 117, Psalms 127, we see verse 2. It is vain that you rise up early and go late to rest, eating the bread of anxious toil, for he gives to his beloved sleep. So here we can see, indeed, this is the situation of peace. It's just like the water flowing down from the mountain, that this water is likened to going through a path of calmness. So as a result, all will be able to enjoy in the Lord. Therefore, here we can see this psalm, that even though David, even though he was fleeing from difficulties, but yet because the Lord was with him, therefore in his heart, he was greatly in peace. Therefore, in this psalms, in Psalm 4, in verse 1, Psalm 4, verse 1, so answer me when I call, O God of my righteousness. You have given me relief and I was in distress. Be gracious to me and hear my prayer. Verse 7. You have put more joy in my heart and than they have when their grain and wine abound. Verse 8. In peace I will both lie down and sleep, for you alone make me dwell in safety. So God caused him to be able to be at rest. So we can see that when we have the peace, the joy of the Lord, all this come from the Lord. So with the presence of the Lord, even though there may be difficult situations, but yet we are not afraid, for we have the Lord God with us. So we thank God, and now we shall say our prayer. So in our prayer, we continue to pray for our brothers and sisters, we pray for the nation. That's all now. In the name of Jesus, kneel down to pray. In the name of our Lord Jesus Christ, we pray. Let us recite the Lord's Prayer. Our Father in heaven, hallowed be your name. Your kingdom come, your will be done